There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. NHL season almost here, and our hockey betting experts are ready for the action. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide will be available soon. Strategies, best bets for the season ahead. Predictions for teams, players, win totals, daily betting tips, season-long trends to watch, first period overs. This guide's a must-have with key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide. Get it at VSiN.com/subscribe.
Welcome in to Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're going to begin this hour talking some college football. We'll be joined by Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated, has covered the sport for a long time. Momentarily, his 40-yard dash column is always great. We'll run down the schedule with him coming up this week. It's a really, really good schedule. And Pat Forty is on the horn right now. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing really well.
Good,
really
sir.
Well. We can start with this. And you do such a great job with the 40-yard dash. And I wanted to talk about this right up the head on Washington, because I've watched them play now three times this year, Pat. Penix is the real deal. He looks tremendous. This team is completely different than the one we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years. To go along with a good defense now, they have this offense. It just can't be stopped. But I feel like, and I bet them -1 right away against UCLA on Friday night. Really good game here. Don't we do this every year with the Pac-12? Like, hey, look at this now. It's Team X, and if they get hot, they can make the playoff. Like, I have so much excitement about this conference now, and specifically this team. Watch them go out there and lose Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, yes, we do it every year. Yeah, whether it's been Utah or Oregon or USC in the past, or, you know, who knows, maybe even a UCLA, like when UCLA beat LSU. So they've got to prove it, no doubt. But, I mean, I agree with you. I think they look good. And, you know, my feeling was that Washington had talent last year. They were a poorly coached, dysfunctional team. You take that out, you put in a better coach, you get a really good quarterback. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, the things look very good. So, big game Friday night against UCLA. UCLA is like on Wilshire Boulevard throwing tickets at passing cars trying to get people to go. So, you know, maybe they can get a crowd and get us some atmosphere. It'll be a good game.
Why has that happened? Do you have an explanation?
You know, it's interesting. I talked to a guy, he's just a UCLA fan, so I can't say that, you know, I'm getting inside information, but that, you know, circumstantial, that bad schedule early because they, you know, they Michigan got dropped from the schedule, Heat, whatever. But I wonder if there's some real disenchantment from fans about going to the Pac-12, or I mean the Big Ten. I'm sorry. I don't know that, but if this continues, then it's no longer bad schedule and too hot. You know, and so like if they're not showing up for this game against Washington,
right?
I know it's a Friday night in LA, so it's like 6 o'clock. It's a little bit difficult, but still, if you're not showing up for this game when your team's 4-0 and the other team's 4-0, there's an issue.
I love your podcast, The College Football Inquirer, and you got into a couple of things I wanted to hit on. You got into this, too, about is everyone staying put now? I mean, not just the Pac-12, but is everyone staying put with the expanded playoff? Because now, if you're Oregon or Washington, why would you leave? Because you have a seat at the table now.
Exactly. You have a seat at the table and a good chance of getting there.
Sure.
So, you know, if would you want to be that team at the top of your conference, or do you want to be the 6th, 7th, 8th, possibly best team, maybe as high as 4th or 5th, but still, you're down the pecking order appreciably in the Big Ten. And for the fans, at least, you know, the fans don't root for revenue. They root for winning teams. And so give your fans a chance to root for a winning team.
With the expanded playoff coming, how do you think that changes the schedule?
Schedule will be interesting. I mean, I fully expect the SEC soon to announce they're going to 9 league games and getting rid of divisions. Then the non-conference schedule, that's going to be interesting. Will teams still be willing to take on decent opponents? I don't know. I mean, I would hope so, because a strength of schedule still should be very important. And you know, if you want to be the second team from the Big Ten, or the second team from the Big 12, or the third team from the SEC, or whatever, then you need to have played some people, I would think. But that's all TBD.
Yeah. Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, the great Pat Forty, our guest, Sports Illustrated College Football Inquirer. You know, it looks like USC is back. You know, they're plus 14 in the turnover battle, which that you can't sustain that. But A&M gives Jimbo all this money. They can't score. They get beat at home by App State. And then Texas, their issues again. And Miami, they were 25-point favorite and got beat by Middle Tennessee. No matter who they bring in, quarterbacks, coaches, Texas and Miami can't get it straightened out.
No, they can't. I mean, the Miami thing's especially like, oh, my God, that's Middle Tennessee, right? I mean, that's not a conference peer. I mean, that's Middle Tennessee going in and handing it to you. I mean, I can't imagine a group of five, middle of the road group of five team having 3 touchdowns, 69 yards or longer against a team that's supposed to be good. I mean, that is
good point.
Like, yeah.
What is going on there with the defense and the communication? That's incredible. And just, you got to be ready to play for that game. That was pitiful. And then Texas, Texas is just such a paper tiger. You know, talk about things that we say every year. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, oh, they look pretty good. Oh, no, no, no.
Iowa City has been a house of horrors for Michigan. They haven't won there since 2005. And we talked about the Iowa history against teams at home, against top five teams yesterday, dating back to, I think, 2008. They have one loss. That's it. They do really well at home because it's not easy to go there and play. Michigan is a huge favorite on the road. The Iowa offense, everybody knows, is a mess. Are they laying too many points here? We saw what happened last week when they played their first good opponent.
Yeah, what's the number?
11 now.
Yeah. Tempting to take Iowa for the reasons you just laid out. And, you know, the one thing about playing the schedule Michigan has played is this is going to be a little bit of a culture shock. It's all of a sudden, A, decent opponent, but B, going on the road for the first time. You haven't played anyone. You've had everything your way. You know, had a little bit of a challenge from Maryland, but now you're going up against a defense that's just going to make things difficult. And is J.J. McCarthy going to, you know, not push the envelope and make, you know, avoid making mistakes? I think that's going to be important for him. And just Michigan's going to have to settle in for a grinder. You know, that's one of those games. Yep. You're not going to just reel off big plays. You're not going up and down the field. There will be punting. There will be field position.
Yep.
You know, embrace the grind. I would be wary. I'm going to the game. I'm looking forward to it. I think Michigan is certainly better because I hate the Iowa offense. Who doesn't? But still, it's going to be a grinder.
Do you talk to Wetzel about that? I mean, is Busch Light popular in Iowa?
Apparently it is. Busch Light is apparently popular in a lot of places. I don't fully understand why, but it's especially Midwestern, and I think Iowa especially embraces it. That Natty Light.
All the Natty.
When you guys are out on the road together, if that happens often at all, I'm unsure. But like, let's say, because you do a great job writing up like craft beers every single time you're and you appreciate good beer. So when you're out and you order like a nice IPA or whatever it is, does he just scoff and say, "No, man, I got to have the Natty Ice"?
Oh, he will have a decent beer. That's one thing. There's a slight element of shtick here. Wetzel does belong to a golf club, and B, on occasion, will drink decent beers.
Okay.
Now, you know, also, if there's no decent beers, he's perfectly happy with the bad stuff. I am less happy with the bad stuff.
Sure.
I'm a little more high maintenance because I have standards.
Well, we're not in college anymore, Pat.
Exactly, right?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We got jobs so we can afford good beer.
You know, I thought of you Friday because we both were big fans of this program. What has happened at Boise? Because they were getting NFL players, and they had a chance to make the playoff a couple of years ago. Or, I mean, the Kellen Moore teams, and they were always a top 10 team going in, usually preseason. This is a horror show, and it looked like it was going to – the stars were going to align because Missouri was going to beat Auburn, and they were going to buy out Harsin.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's sad. It's very sad where they are right now. And I'm not – you know, I don't think – the cupboard was fully stocked even in Harsin's last couple of years in terms of talent. But now it's definitely gone downhill. And Andy Avalos is just looking like a bad hire, like a guy who wasn't ready to be a head coach. And Boise had such a long string of hiring people with ties to Boise, mm-hmm. you know, that sooner or later you're going to hire the wrong one, and he might be it. 7-5 last year, which was their worst record since the 1990s. And then you're following up this year, and it just looks awful. So, I can't say that, you know, definitively they need to make a change at the end of this year. But if Harsin is available and things don't get better, I would keep an eye on that for sure.
30 seconds, sir. Are you buying Clemson to be a playoff team?
I was at Clemson Wake. Liked the resolve. Loved DJ playing that well. He's a very nice young man. But no, I think there's still issues there. Holy cow, that secondary is bad. And Wake Forest thought the secondary was bad and could exploit it, and they did. Now, they had a couple of guys out, so they should be better on the back end eventually. But I don't know. Even like the pass rush that's supposed to be that great, they didn't get to Sam Hartman enough. So I am not sold that Clemson is a playoff team.
All right, great answer. Good to talk to you, sir. Keep up the great work.
All right, my pleasure, guys. Thank
you. There
you
go.
Thanks, Pat.
Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated College Football Inquirer podcast. At one spot, Clemson plus 150 to make the playoff.
I could not bet that.
Whoa, is that low? That's a tough game. A tough game.
Okay, but I'll give you the field. I'll give you the Pac. I'll give you the entire Pac-12 or Clemson. Who's getting in?
Oh boy. Hey, I think it can happen. I think someone can come out of the Pac-12.
So I'm getting off my Washington bet. Getting off.
They're 10-1.
They're losing the game on Friday night. I hate my bet now. I absolutely hate it. An early look at Week 5 numbers in the NFL coming up next.
Oh, yes.
A more pleasing week to Survivor players, teasers, and only 4 road favorites on the board. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick off the football season. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to book. Every line, boost, and house special. Lace it up for week four. Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance. Touchdown insurance offers every Sunday. All season long, build a parlay of at least four legs. If it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday night. Get your money back as a free bet. If they score at any time, head to BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game. God, I'm a disgrace. It was a light jog coming back to the gift shop to get a soda.
What's the heart rate at right now? 127?
Jesus.
You're breathing extremely hard, Paul. I'm very concerned what's going to happen to you in the near future.
Oh, no.
When's the last time you hit an elliptical or a treadmill or went for a walk?
Yeah. Well, the dog. I walked the dog, but that's...
I'm not going to include that one.
You can't. Oh, it's bad.
When's the last time that you actually said, I'm going to get off the couch today and go outside and enjoy it? Ever? Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I went to La La Land when I went to L.A., stayed at the London.
You can't even talk. You can't even breathe.
No. Indy Jeff Seeley. Bush Light is by far and away the number one beer at my golf club in Indiana.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on there?
I buy that.
So Indiana, Iowa, I mean, they love the Bush Light and the Natty Ice. Natty Light.
Okay.
They love Pabst Blue Ribbon too.
Yeah, I never. That was more of a hipster thing when they came really back. Like New York City got PBR was a. It wasn't even a thing in the Midwest in the 80s. People didn't even like it. Then all of a sudden, hey, look at this beer. You can get a big silo for $2. Oh, I love this. Like, wait, what? You love this? It's been around for 100 years. You never heard of it before?
Yeah, people send it in. I mean, that's, again, I lost so much respect for my dad. Not because he was an alcoholic, but because he was an alcoholic. He's just, my mom said, I am divorcing you and taking the kids if you don't stop drinking. And he goes, I can't stop drinking. At least I respect that. I mean, he's a go-getter. I mean, he would stick with something.
I can admit it, yeah.
But he would drink Busch Light. He was an alcoholic. It didn't make any sense.
How many years ago was this?
Early 90s.
Okay, but again, early 90s?
And then the car called vodka. I drank that in college at $7.
Well, that's the thing, though, right? Is it super cheap if you're going to be drinking?
He's a doctor. Doesn't make sense, right? So it was up against. Thank God I was adopted. I mean, right? You know what I'm saying? Come on. If you're an alcoholic, you should drink like the good stuff.
Why I'm going to go the bat early. I got to challenge this. Early 90s, what was around for good beer? I don't think good beer existed in the early 90s. Not today. It's a totally different animal than what we're talking about.
I don't know.
Did you know of one craft beer when you were in high school or early college?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think I can remember that.
I know.
Yeah.
But that you shouldn't drink the same stuff as the college kids. And that's, you know, okay. Yeah. Hello, everyone in the Midwest, but still.
Well, I mean, when you can go to any.
I was in college. I'm like, this is Busch Light, please. Come on.
You think at some point you're going to graduate from the. I'll take 3-for-1.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get rid of the kegs.
Yes.
Yeah. You need, when you're 30 years old, that no longer is the case.
Yeah.
Okay. Early look at week 5 numbers in the NFL. Only 4 road favorites on the entire board. And, Paulie, you have remaining survivor bets. Picks for week 4. So if you advance, I think week 5 is going to be up your alley a little bit more.
Okay. And I made a wager yesterday with our buddy E in San Diego. He owes us big. We turned him on to Raising Cane's. He said even money that it gets to Christmas. I said he's out of his mind. And then we'll kick it around with Mike about Thanksgiving too, because he thought I was nuts with Thanksgiving.
Well, you are nuts. It's absolutely getting to Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't think it's going to get to Christmas at all?
Thanksgiving is I would need a good price. Thanksgiving. It's not going to Christmas.
Okay. I'd bet you on that too.
Okay.
I'll bet you on that.
Okay, my friend.
Okay. Thursday night. I will say this, the primetime games, the schedule, they did a really good job, especially early on in the season. The game next Thursday is Denver at home to Indy. Oh man.
Mm.
And the Broncos, this is at the Westgate, opened up 2.5 yesterday. 2.5 at home to the Colts.
I would say that's a low-scoring game, but that's an intriguing game. How do you evaluate Denver? I mean, they should be 3-0, but it's ugly. It is tough to watch.
Yep. I'm glad you brought that up with the low-scoring game. Did you realize that they are the 2 lowest-scoring teams in football? The Colts are dead last, averaging 13.3 points per game. The Broncos second to last, averaging 14.3.
So they scored 20 last week. They were handed 7.
Yeah.
Right off the bat with that fumble.
That's right.
So this is night and day now with Survivor. There are appear to be some layups finally here in Survivor.
Well, you're going to go Green Bay this week on one of them. If you have them left for next week and any other, you want to use them against the Giants in London?
Nah, that could be tricky.
They're 7.5 on the opening number.
Nah.
The Saints are 6.5 at home to the Seahawks.
Boy,
that'll tell you how low the power rating is on Seattle.
Yeah, and also, do you trust Winston? But I want to see what Seattle looks like here with can Detroit just go up and down the field on them even without Swift and St. Brown could be out too.
I was going to say that if Winston can't play well against the Seahawks, then you need to make a move. And I can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, you do. No, I'm with you. Plus, he's hurt. I mean, that's another thing. I would have pulled him in the Tampa game.
Now, this is going to be it's not even going to be sneaky. This is going to be a popular play next week, probably on teasers and with Survivor picks. Jacksonville is 7 against Houston.
That's too much.
Too many points?
Yes.
But I think that when it comes to Survivor, people are going to now look at this and say, I can cross off.
That's true.
Hopefully get there with the Jaguars and not worry about using them again.
Now, here's a good question. How many people will use the Bills and take the free bingo spot on the card? I mean, they're laying 13 at home to the Steelers. But you got to save them for Thanksgiving. And still, the other 2 Thanksgiving games are tough now. Giants, Cowboys, and Vikings. Well, Mac should be back by then.
He should be.
Vikings, Patriots. I would use the Vikings at that, but that's as... I don't think many people use the Bills.
It's revenge for last year.
That also happened, right?
If they can't beat the Steelers this year at home, oh boy. The Buccaneers, 8.5 against Atlanta.
Yeah. I like Tampa, assuming everyone's back, but this is that could be a tough game for Atlanta. The offense has been great. Mariota's played well.
Yeah, it has been.
But then again, how do you lay that with a team who can't score?
No, I can't. I need to let this play out for a little while longer.
But I'm telling you, Geno could have got to 400 a Sunday.
Oh, he could have.
He could have got to 400. Yeah. That's the other thing.
I mean, if he has all of his guys back, the offense should be clicking against Atlanta in that game, 8.5. That'll be popular on teasers. Minnesota at home to the Bears, 6.5. Is that too short? Under 7 now? I think the look-ahead number was well above 7.
So there's no bye after London. Yeah, that's a mistake. That's got to factor in. You're going London and coming back without the bye?
I'm not so sure, man. Justin Fields in that offense won't do much. I like the Vikings defense is pretty decent.
It's tough turnaround, though. Same thing with New Orleans, too. I mean, that's...
The Commanders are a pick against the Titans.
Oh, no, God.
That's in Washington, FedEx Field. That's a stay away from me right now across the board. The Dolphins are 6 as of right now at the Jets.
Yeah, they're bad. They're bad. That's offensive line, and at least Wilson can move, so that helps them out. But the infighting already. I mean, call each other out.
Yep.
And again, this really gives me... Their defense stinks. And they have Sauce and Salah as a defensive guy. Mm-hmm. They can't stop anything.
But is 6 too many? In theory, Wilson should be back.
No, I don't. I think Miami will bury him.
On the road?
Yes.
But with Tua, if he's going to be playing?
Yeah, they'll bury him. Jets won't score.
We're on opposite sides there.
Jets won't score.
I like the Jets in that game.
All right.
I like this team at home. The Browns are catching 2 right now to the Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Cleveland. All these injuries for the Chargers. This power rating, I know it's changed because they were higher than that in the preseason. I mean, it's just like people still think they're a Super Bowl contender today. I disagree with that. What's wrong? Cleveland's defense, I know Myles Garrett, I get that. The offense is fine. They're number 3 in EPA.
Yeah.
The entire league.
Come on now. Come on. Can the Patriots can't be favored with Hoyer against Detroit. Can't be. Cannot happen. It's lost 11 games in a row.
That's going to be Jared Goff on the road, though. I'm just saying.
Only is it Hoyer, it's Patricia. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there was hope. They look good Sunday, but this is, to me, there's a big drop off between Mac to Hoyer.
Jimmy G and the Niners, 3 at Carolina.
Yeah. He's got to get going here. I mean, this is, he hasn't had his preseason and his reps, so now that's a big game Monday. I want to see how he looks against the Rams because he certainly was rusty on Sunday.
Yep.
Pathetic.
I'm not a big fan of playing road favorites. The Eagles are 4 at Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream.
I mean,
there's
a chance that secondary makes Kyler Murray look awful.
Yep.
That entire defense.
Oh, and they'll move it on him, too.
Yes, they will. The Cardinals defense will have no solution for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams are 7 at home to the Cowboys. Too many?
If Dak's back, yeah.
I don't even know about that.
He says he's going to be back. I know that's not 100%, but I think Dak will be back. And with the way their defense is playing, and you know Stafford will turn it over, yeah.
Baltimore's 3.5 on Sunday night against the Bengals. That's a really good game.
Yep. That is.
Yep, and then the Monday night game, KC's at home to the Raiders.
Oh.
Raiders. Chiefs lane 6.5. That's going to be a Mahomes special.
Very good breakdown by Dan Orlovsky. It's on Carr. Guys are wide open. He's missing them.
Yep.
It's all on Carr, he's saying.
And with this secondary for the Raiders and how poorly they're playing, this is going to be Smith-Schuster. It's going to be maybe Valdez-Scantling. It's going to be Kelsey. He'll have a huge game. Stay up to date with free VSiN podcasts. You can get all of them. Pro football betting, college football betting, the GM shuffle, beating the book, and the VSiN daily morning bets. VSiN.com/podcast is your spot.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet. VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Get up there for that trip, the giveaway at Santa Anita. Hotel, airfare, tickets to the races, $1,000 betting voucher. Come on, what a gift, what a trip. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now, VSiN.com/horses.
Paulie, I love talking to our next guest. Sal Palantonio has covered the NFL and the Philadelphia Eagles for a long time for ESPN. Always opinionated, always with great insights and perspective, and he joins us now for a couple of minutes here on VSiN. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Mitch and Paulie. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing really well, really well. Right out of the gates here, I want to ask you about that team that you've covered for a long time. What do you think is more sustainable? Because as impressive as the offense looks and as great as Jalen Hurts has played, I actually think you can make a case that defense has been better. What do you think long-term, full season here is more sustainable, Hurts' play or the defense?
Wow, that's an interesting question. And I'm going to go defense because I just think their secondary is so buttoned up. It has allowed Jonathan Gannon, who's proven to be a pretty smart guy, to trust what he wants to do up front. And I gotta tell you, with 12 sacks, that's second behind the Cowboys. They're getting after the quarterback. But here's the thing, guys. They're only blitzing the quarterback 19% of the time. That's the third fewest in the National Football League. So they're getting after the quarterback, getting pressure without sending extra bodies, which means, you know, they can cover on the back end. The late, great Jim Johnson, who was the defensive coordinator for Andy Reid all those years, during the Donovan McNabb years, he used to say to me, Sal, he said, Sal, you got to break down the protection, but protect the house at the same time. And that's exactly what this Eagles team is doing.
How important is chemistry? Because it appears they get along and they really like Sirianni.
Well, I think Sirianni has proven to be very adaptable right from the beginning. So if you go back to his first year, the team leadership, Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce, went to Sirianni in the beginning of June and said, we don't want the mandatory minicamp. We don't think it's necessary. Now, this is a rookie head coach, and he's brought in his program, and he's got his plan. And the players go to him and say, no mandatory minicamp. And he says, okay, we'll try that. We the data backs it up. We'll give it a shot. We don't want to have the mandatory minicamp, and we think we can stay healthier for the regular season. And the Eagles were healthy last season in a way they haven't been in the last 3, 4, 5 years. So no mandatory minicamp this year, and they were one of only two teams this season, this summer, not to have one. I think he's been very adaptable. I think the players dig that. I know Jalen Hurts certainly does. Jalen Hurts wants to be treated like an adult. And a lot of these players are really reacting to the way that Sirianni is handling the football team.
Sal, forget about the division for a second. Are they the best team in the NFC right now? And based on what you just said, let's assume for a second that they do stay healthy. Is this the best team in the NFC come mid to late December?
The answer to your first question is yes. I think they're the best team right now. They obviously have the most yards on offense, and they're getting after the quarterback. To me, those things go hand in hand, and they're doing it the best in the NFC. You know, it's definitely sustainable because they have so much talent. And like anything else in the National Football League, it comes down to staying healthy and playing smart. So they're healthy, knock on wood. And you know what? You want every team to be healthy. You want the best competition out there. But here's the thing. My dad, the great Vito Mario Palantonio, used to sit me at the kitchen table and talk to me about Joe DiMaggio all the time. And he used to say, listen, son, if your number four hitter doesn't strike out, you're going to win a lot of pennants. You're going to win a lot of World Series. And he said, if your quarterback doesn't turn the ball over, you're going to have a chance to win the championship. And look at Jalen Hurts in his first 2 years as a full-time starter. He may not have spectacular numbers, although this season his numbers are pretty darn good. But he doesn't turn the football over. He doesn't create negative plays for his football team. He doesn't create bad field position. This is the difference between him and a lot of starting quarterbacks. If he sustains that, they're going to be very good down the stretch. To me, they're going to be one of the top three teams in the NFC all the way through the season.
Oh, yeah. I'd be very, as I said Monday, I'd be very disappointed if they don't win 14 or 15 games. And to me, they should get the one seed. Absolutely. Come on. Look at that schedule. Look at that schedule. I love this team. How about the Peterson Bowl? Well, how important is this? I guess it means more for Peterson now coming back. But I also thought it was going to be a letdown Sunday for the Eagles with the short week after the big Monday night win. And they dominated Washington.
They did dominate Washington, and they did it to their defensive line. And remember, this is a team, this Eagles team has not scored points in the fourth quarter. Only team not to score points in the fourth quarter in their first two games, first three games. So let's talk about the Dougie P. Bowl. So there have been 12 head coaches who have come back to play the team in which they win a championship with. 12. Doug Peterson is number 12. But this is the first time that a coach, Super Bowl winning coach, is coming back to his play his old team where there's a statue in front of the stadium for him. So guess where Uncle Sal is going to be doing his stand-up on Sunday morning, right in front of that statue at Lincoln Financial Field. Can you picture it right now? You like it?
You have to do it. Great move.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. Does Uncle Sal think it's too many points, though?
Uncle Sal definitely thinks it's too many points.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. The line, I think there's been some reverse line movement. I think it started at 7. It's now at 6.5. I think a lot of people have jumped on that. And, you know, the betting public in Philadelphia is much, 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 much larger than Duval County. No disrespect to the people of Jacksonville. But so I got to believe there's a lot of Birds fans out there that said, you know what, love you mean it, Philadelphia, love you mean it, Eagles, but I think 7's a big number, especially since Dougie P went out there to L.A. and dropped 38 Chargers.
Yep, hell of a job. How concerned are you, and should people be concerned about the Bills? They have lost 7 close games in a row now the last 2 years. Cannot win a close game.
I don't like it. I definitely don't. You know, they had a built-in excuse this Sunday. Listen, that secondary, he was playing with guys off the street, and they did manage to hold the Dolphins in check, and they beat up Tua pretty good. But that short-armed one-hopper in the end zone from Josh Allen in the corner of the end zone that could have put them ahead, that was troubling. And, you know, if you go back to the overtime loss in Kansas City last year in the playoffs, it's a little troubling. It's definitely not a good sign. It definitely is not a good sign.
Mm-hmm. We have like two.
You know, if you look at last year, they lost in New England, and then they came back and beat the living daylights out of the Patriots up in Buffalo. So I expect that to happen this time. We'd all be shocked if Buffalo. I've had Buffalo and the Eagles in the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year, and we'll all be shocked if Buffalo doesn't get the one seed in the AFC right now. I still believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, can you imagine if that's the Super Bowl with those two fan bases sell? Total bedlam across the country.
That's a lot of ravioli and lasagna out there.
Sal, you're the best. Enjoy the game this weekend. Thanks so much for the time.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.
There you go.
Oh, he's awesome.
Sal Palantonio, his dad, the great Vito. How good of a name is that? Vito Palantonio.
Good name.
No, that's an A-plus name right there.
Yep. Yep, telling him about DiMaggio.
And he also thought that 7, when it opened, was too much.
Yep, Uncle Sal knows.
The Dougie P. Bowl.
Good game, right? It's tough, though. Jacksonville's off the big win, too. They were perfect against the Chargers. And now that's it's bigger for Dougie P. They stole Dougie P. to beat it, even if they had success. So
sure,
that's,
sure. You know, it is. We brought this up a little bit when Jacksonville beat Indy. Right, the revenge spot there Frank Reich seems to get so much credit for that Super Bowl win, and took it out on the Colts in that game.
Now, what if they win this game? Oh boy, 3 in a row and to beat the Colts, humiliate them, destroy the Chargers, and if he can beat the Eagles,
that really changes.
Best team in the NFC.
That'll be totally eye opening then.
Yes,
if they can do that,
because you go back to back road games, you go West Coast. Now you're back to the. I mean, this would be They can pull this off.
They were higher than 7-1 to win their division before the Colts game. And now they're, like $2 in that range, maybe a little bit higher to win it. So, up next. So, on that note then, we will talk about the Dolphins and Eagles' first loss. When is it coming here on Follow the Money? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Bet Rivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out betrivers.com or download the app for the odds. Great promotions, house specials, props every week. Great specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Sign me up, Bills Eagles. I'll take it right now. In Arizona, maybe we're there for that sucker.
I would love that.
But that would be that is a lot of pasta and buffalo wings too. That would be great.
Okay, so after having Sal Palantonio on talking about the Eagles a lot in that segment, you can bet this at DraftKings, their first loss of the season. So does it come this week? Jacksonville plus 230 on the money line.
Yeah.
Can they come this week?
No, they win.
Okay.
They win. They beat Arizona. You know what I caught my eye? Undefeated. I want 50 to 1. I would look at that. 35 to 1 isn't enough, but I was taking a look. They put that up there, and that's I saw the 17 and 0 on there.
Why don't you just do the rollover parlay then?
You're much better off with that, yeah. Hey, 50, 60 to 1 if you
get two things. Two things I want bets
because
on.
They're favored in every game. They're the only team that's favored in every game the rest of the way.
Okay. So I think you're going a little bit overboard this week with a couple of comments.
Okay.
One, you don't think Survivor's going to go to Halloween.
Oh, Halloween now.
Yeah. Thanksgiving or Christmas. I want bets on that as well.
No, I'm adamant on Christmas. The Thanksgiving, I mean, I'd like to take plus 4 to 450 on that.
But. Okay. I'll take Christmas. And also, you reiterated what you said Monday. You'd be very disappointed if the Eagles don't win 15 games.
Absolutely.
Will you give me the under 14 and a half wins?
You can have, you want under 13 and a half? Yeah.
No, that's not the way this works. Where are you coming up with this number and this math?
I would be disappointed if they don't win 14 games. They are the total package. If Hurts continues, that was a good question you asked too, about what's more sustainable. The MVP level Hurts is playing at, or how nasty the defense has been. So
are you changing the goalpost now? Did you just move them on us?
What price do you want?
Now you said 14.
You want under 14 and a half?
Is it going to be 11 by the end of the show?
You want under 14? What's the price? You want under 14?
It was your comment.
No, what do you want? What's your price? 14 and a half?
Even money for a dime. Under 14
money.
And a half.
I don't give you even money. I'd be disappointed.
It was your comment.
I know.
Okay, well then what do you, what?
I'd be disappointed. I'm not handing out free money though either. But this is a hell of a team. And also, a lot of this is based into the schedule, too, what they have left. Now, I'm surprised that Dak can be back so fast. And Peekaboo, that's who they play coming up, too. And Dak thinks he could be back in that Rams game in Week 5. But it's a tough call about when the first loss could happen because it's the NFL. I mean, we're sitting here with only 2 unbeatens. There's 2 unbeatens. We're not even in October.
Yeah. I don't think the Cardinals beat them. The Cowboys are plus 475 in Week 6. Do you want to take a stab there?
No, they'll beat the Cowboys. That one's at home.
It is, but also that defense is really going to give the Eagles maybe the first test they've had all year long. That Cowboys defense is legit. Now, the fascinating matchup there is going to be the Philadelphia offensive line against that defensive front for the Cowboys.
Right. I don't have a game that would give me pause. Or just say, uh-oh, this is until Sunday, November 20th at Indy, which I think they'll win that game too. But they're also at home to the Packers. But this schedule, how this sets up, Giants can't move the ball. Danny Dimes is pathetic. Wide receivers didn't help him out. I think they're going to sweep the Cowboys. They get the Saints at home. Look, this schedule is a joke.
So
to me, they're the best. Sal knows. Uncle Sal knows. Best team in the NFC.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to be. They're going to have a loss, in my opinion, by Week 11 at the Colts. Having said that, would you take 17 to 1? Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
It is doable. Like that schedule is set up so where they can, in theory, maybe be undefeated at that time. But it's very difficult to open the first 10 weeks and not lose a game. If you grab 17 to 1, let's say that they are undefeated, then you're in a great position then when they go to Indy. A great position if you have them 17 to 1 on the money line.
All right, let's do that. Let's go week 11, week 12.
Bet them both?
Yeah.
Get creative that way? No, I think the Cowboys are alive in week 6. Divisional game, if Dak's back, even if Dak's not back.
You buying the are you sure you're buying that defense?
Well, you have to be just because the talent is so good. I don't think,
it will not have that kind of pass rush against the great Philly offensive line.
That's what I just,
Hurts will eat in that game too. And I think they'll both are hurting on Dak, too.
Yeah, and here's the beauty of it, right? Exactly and what Sal said as well. Hurts is playing out of his mind. This team also gets to the quarterback. But the secondary of Philadelphia is also playing at a level.
Nasty.
And I think as long as they can stay healthy, they have the talent to keep that going.
Slay, what he did on Jefferson, very impressive.
Yeah.
Right? They dismantled the Vikings. Great job. Now, how about Miami? I mean, they probably lose Thursday. That's a whole different animal. I mean, they're a 4-point dog, so that's. But if they can upset, and beat the Bengals, that becomes fun too. Minnesota 7-1.
Mm.
Yeah, boy, this is a whole different game now. with what you're looking at here, because the Bengals look at the price on the money line, and you're an underdog. Jets plus 550, they'll beat the Jets. Vikings at home, 7-1. I told you. Like, I mean, it makes Cambodia look like Kansas. You go to Miami in that heat early on, 100 degrees. Buffalo don't know what to make of it. I mean, it kills you how hot it is.
Well, they also had 500 yards.
Well, yeah.
But, and 42 minutes time of possession.
Yeah, but that's tough to win, though, in that at that time of year. And then you have Steelers. No, can't get there. Lions 20-1. This is a whole different ballgame. This is great.
At Detroit?
Great pro. I mean, if they can win Thursday, then let's talk. Let's revisit this next week.
Yeah.
Because this is a really fun prop.
Okay, so I think they lose Thursday for sure. And, well, not for sure, but I think they. That's it. I think they're going to be 3-1 after Thursday. If I'm wrong on that, again, I'm not going to write off the Jets. I think that might be a tricky spot for the Dolphins, too. They'll have extra rest. I get that. Wilson, I want to see what he's going to be like, and the Jets stink right now. I get it. But the Vikings, they could lose that game. At the Lions is a losable game. That's 20-1 right now at the Lions.
Yeah, but then what? I mean, that if you really want to get nuts, so you could say, man, 13-14, right? Then you have to go to San Francisco and Los Angeles.
I can't.
And then you're in the 50-1 range.
Yeah, but I can't make a case, though. They're absolutely going to have multiple losses by then.
I know. Well, McDaniel, but got to believe.
They can lose to the Browns. They can lose to the Browns. This is Mike McDaniel. Here you go. It's a big unknown as of right now. The game is tomorrow night. We're all kind of asking the question, what's up with Tua's status? He talked about it yesterday.
This much I know about Tua. Him and I's relationship is strong. He actually called me at like 10:50 last night. And I'm like, dude, is everything okay? No, I'm just checking in on you. I'm like, all right, that's fun. And so, and just him talking to me, I can tell in his voice, he's literally going to do everything he can and in his power. So collectively, I know that he's going to do everything he can to play. So I'll know if he doesn't play that, it literally was not possible. And we're just taking measures accordingly for Teddy, beyond that. But happy with the way he's so far progressed and, feel very optimistic, because of how he's going about it.
All right. Okay. That's not a big deal. I mean, that's also no problem putting Teddy in there, who's been an ATS machine in his career. Mm-hmm. So for the back injury, the hit to the head, that's okay. I know Teddy doesn't like to sling it down the field, but still.
It took him a minute to get there for the payoff, but yeah. When he said, I'm very optimistic, and is that based on the 10:50 p.m. phone call he got? By the way, my phone goes to mute or do not disturb at 5 p.m. every night. I know these are, it's a different animal. They're up there. They do 20-hour work days.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good for
you.
If you
text, or it's a miracle if I see your text, there's no chance I'm answering the phone.
Yeah.
But if you text me past 5 o'clock at night, there's a 98% chance I don't see it.
Good for you. Absolutely.
Had to do it.
Sure.
It's going to change my life.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, anyway.
These people that still text us at 9:10 at night. What are you?
I was
you
getting
my,
so
you
tired.
You know my schedule.
The phone vibrating and waking me up at 9:30 at night. I'm just like.
I get it. Yeah.
Oh boy!
Yeah, how about I call you at 6 a.m. Numbnuts?
Six?
How about that?
I'm gonna start 3 o'clock. I'm down to Circa. Here you go. Yo, you're not awake? 3 a.m.? Not on my time?
What are you doing?
Okay.
Man? Yeah, you like that 10 p.m. text?
It's time now for the pro tip of the hour, available every hour for subscribers only at VSiN.com. We talked about the look ahead numbers to Week 5 in the NFL. Here's the pro tip: you cannot start your NFL handicapping on Sundays. You have to start looking at lines days in advance, and I would submit weeks in advance. You need to always do this, right? Look the look-ahead numbers right now, compare what they are today to what they are on Sunday night, and then start to really get into it for that week of games. That's your pro tip for this hour, every hour across VSiN and every single show. So that means at least 20 every day. They're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. How good is this going to be with Mike Palm coming up next?
Can't wait.
No hyperbole is going to be incredible.
Contest recap.
Oh.
A couple 15-0s out there. A lot of money on the line. Yep. The survivor discussion.
Does it go to Thanksgiving? Does it go to Christmas?
Yep.
All that coming up here in Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.